So now we got that out of the way. We're going to move on to today's topic, which is our further exploration of the human design gates through the year. So this episode, we are going to be exploring the gates that the sun will be transiting through during the month of February 2024. Human design reveals who you are energetically and who you came here to be. I'm Dana, human design specialist.
And I'm Haley, the human design newbie. Listen in as we explore how leaning into your authentic self is your ultimate path to success. Welcome to the Human Design High Podcast. Let's get into it.
Well, hello there, Haley. How you doing?
Hello, I'm good.
Good. It's good to see you again. Good to have you here. Oops, I'm on the wrong document here. I like to have my notes in front of me and I'm on the wrong one. So we were talking before we hopped on here, like with you, because we haven't chit chatted too much. We're always in contact, mainly through Instagram reels. Which every time it comes through my feed that says, oh, my friends, you know, other people that live all over the place, and every now and then I find a Instagram reel about a dog and it says, this reminds me of you. Which the last one you sent me was about a dog.
Yeah, it was.
Such a cute dog, though.
I know. Nala.
And Nala.
She's so cute.
Doing the Nala song. But anyway, so we were chit-chatting before we got on here about a lot of different things, but we've got an exciting update in the world in our world. So one of the last episodes, I don't know which one, if it could have been the last one for all, and I can't remember. We were talking about how my name is Dana Phillips. I am your host here of the podcast, one of them, hello. Co-host, and my co-host is Haley, dot, Haley? Dot, dot, because we weren't really sure what her last name was.
It's been a thing.
Paperwork. So the exciting development is you are now officially.
I now know it is officially Grooms. And the thing is, I think it has been Grooms for like a year now.
Well, and I have been married for over a year. Yeah.
I never really knew. So
you don't look like a complete idiot. So why don't you know?
So like in the time that I sent off my paperwork to the Social Security, I then moved two times because we moved in with Presley's family and then we moved out here. So I had bad timing, I think, on when I submitted my application there. And I think it got lost somewhere. Yeah.
So. But, you know, it may have been, quote unquote, bad timing. But for your personality and the way you like do things, it was you had to do it at that time because you've always been someone that has to do it at the appropriate time. I always talk about how, you know, I helped, let's see, four children get their licenses because obviously you and your brother and then Hunter, who lived with us while he was a teenager, and Lakeland, who also lived with us. Well, she already had her license, I think. I think she did.
Maybe her permit.
She was getting that permit. Well, anyway, anyways, point being, what is my point?
How I have I know to what do it was. Things.
So you were the first one. Well, you and Hunter are the same age, roughly. He's born a month older before you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he didn't get his license he didn't get his permit at 15.
He never got a permit, did he? He just went straight for a license.
He never did.
He just went straight for license after a while.
Because he was almost 18. Yeah. When you were here in South Carolina, if you turn 15, you can get a permit to drive.
I think it's actually 15 and a half.
I don't know. You had us take you.
I went on my birthday.
No. You can drive with someone in the car with you at 15. And then before you get your actual license, I don't know if you can or not, but there is that because you had us take you when you
on
turned
my birthday.
15. Yes, on your birthday, because that was the day to get the permit. And you did. And you did the classes. Everything was right and structured in order. And then on your 16th birthday was the day we had to go get your license.
Of course.
And then And then there's the boys. There's Hunter, who just, why did he need a license? He had
I
you drive him around.
drove him. Yeah.
Guys went to the same school, live in the same place. I don't need a license. So he was almost 18 before he got his, because then he finally had to, like,
Going
and if you
off to
remember
college,
it,
he's like, I guess I need a license.
became a thing of like, are you ever going to drive? And I remember when he did it, because he presented it to his grandmother as a Christmas present. Do you remember? We're like, oh, look, he finally got his license. And then Ian, same thing, your brother, he didn't know that at all. Like,
Did
it's
either one
so
of
crazy.
them, like Hunter obviously didn't, I did driver's ed. Did Ian ever do driver's ed? Yeah, I think he did.
Well, I don't remember, because with Hunter, like, you get to a certain point, you don't have to, you know, because of your
I
age,
think if
you're over
you're old
60.
enough where you can legally get a license, I don't think they require you.
Yeah, I
They
don't know.
should.
They should. I know Lakeland did it, and I think Ian did it.
I think
I'm
he did.
sure
I feel
he
like he
did.
did.
'Cause even though he did it later, he's also kind of a by the rules kind of guy. But yeah, so it's like, why do these boys not want to get their licenses? They just, like, were so, like,
Because
just
they had me to
lackadaisical. Yeah, they were just like, meh,
drive them around. But then
who needs a license?
Hunter tattled on me with my
About
driving
what?
skills when I hit the parked car.
Well, he had a clean record, didn't he? He
I
hadn't
know.
driven anywhere.
Rude. It's the rule of the car.
Is
Someone
the
else is
rule.
driving it. You don't tattle to the parents. God.
He liked trying to knock you down every
Oh
now and
my
then.
God. He'd read my Twitter tweets to me. Like, not to me, but he'd read them out loud when I was an angsty teen.
Yeah.
He's reading them out to the group.
He was the one that told me, he's like, oh, Haley's a regular potty mouth over there on Twitter.
Like,
Was
damn,
like,
dude.
what? My little angel? I mean, I know you are an angel, but there's a whole different dark side of Haley. Angsty. You're right. Didn't last very long.
No.
Like,
No.
why am I on Twitter? Why is
Yeah.
anyone on Twitter?
Gosh, I got off a long time ago.
Let me tell you, so about Twitter, this is off topic, but it just came up. I am very concerned about what's happening over there on that platform, because it is really scary in the sense that, so because it so stupid that Elon Musk thinks it's X, because everyone knows it's Twitter.
Everyone calls it Twitter.
He doesn't even have the domain name X. It is still twitter.com. Come on, dude. Like, everybody's like, oh, he's such a genius businessman. It's like, he changed the name of his business without even having the domain name, which is like, in this
Like
day and age,
rudimentary
business
thing.
101, like, you don't have. Anyways, I refuse. I don't want to call it X, because it's Twitter, because his domain is Twitter. And I have issues with Elon Musk. But anyways, sidebar. So I still get emails from Twitter that, you know, they want to tell you, people you're following, what they're doing. So I went over there, something of interest, some news story or whatever, whatever. It is really, there is an element now when you're on Twitter of, I have this underlying fear of something I'm going to see that I don't want to see, because there's no controls basically over what's being posted. And I brought this up amongst, you know, Ian and Lakeland, I were talking about, and Ian said something to the effect like, oh yeah, like, afraid you're gonna see like a dead body or something. I'm like, that is exactly true. There are some truly graphic things on there now which are disturbing, like car crashes, like just real clickbaity kind of thing, or this person didn't know this was gonna happen, like just really gross stuff that's only there for like sensationalism. You
It
know what I
feels
mean?
kind of like 4chan-y.
Yeah, well, I was never on, I don't know
No,
that,
but
but I
like
was
that
never
was
on.
4chan. It was like the seedy, gross,
It
hateful
is.
things.
It is. And it's not just always hateful stuff. It's just like, I mean, there are some things that do get, no, that's on Instagram that it gets blocked out. It lets you know that it's graphic content, and then you can look at it anyhow if you want to. But this is just straight up, in your face. You're reading something from a post somebody you want to hear about, and then the next scroll is like someone getting hit by a bus, and it's just like, whoa, 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 I
I
didn't
did
need to
not
see
sign up for
that.
this.
Yeah, it's really disturbing, and he disturbs me. I'm very leery of Elon Musk and his intentions, and everybody should be. But anyways, so oh yeah, so back to Haley. She's Haley Grooms. It's official. She has her Colorado driver's
I
license,
do.
which she just showed me, which we're not going to show on screen because I don't want anybody to steal your identity.
No, that would be really unfortunate after I figure out what it is to then have it stolen.
Yeah, that would not be good.
No, but the funny thing about the Colorado, I don't think they technically call it the DMV. It's what I'm used to from South Carolina, but
Yeah, they call it something else, don't they? They
yeah, it's, I don't know, it's, I think it's cool. But anyways, so they don't,
don't
like in South Carolina, you go get a new ID, a new driver's license, they print it and like you leave there with the new card. Well, in Colorado, they don't do that. They just print you a piece of paper, and they're like, this with your old hole punched ID, this is your legal identification. And so and then they mail you the
Oh, so
actual like license card.
they punch a hole in your old ID so
Yeah, to
somebody
like
knows
render it
it's.
ineffective, invalid or whatever. And so then they give you a piece of paper. They're like, we'll mail you your new ID. I was like, okay. So then a couple of days after I got my a piece of paper, I went to the grocery store and I bought a bottle of wine.
Wait
And
a
they're
minute.
like,
So wait a minute. So you didn't get the piece of paper either as you
no,
left.
no,
You
no. They
just got
print
it.
you out the piece of paper.
Oh, okay.
They're like, this is your ID, this
Oh,
piece of
okay.
paper.
Sorry.
So I go to the grocery store a couple of days later and I buy a bottle of wine. And the guy's like, can you show me your ID? And I'm like, oh, right. And I have to pull out this piece of paper. This is it. This is legally this was my ID for like a week, was this piece of paper. And what's really funny about it, so I won't show any of my information, but this is like the bottom of the paper. It's like my Colorado, but it's just this piece of paper.
So if you scan that QR code, uh-oh, hope we didn't.
No, that QR code's for an app.
Okay.
No, the
Want
rest
to
of
make
my
sure it didn't
information was
take you
up at
to a
the top.
copy of your driver's license to
No.
blur it out. Have to figure out how to blur it out.
No. Yeah, so that piece of paper was my legal ID for about a week.
And then when you showed me, I thought it was weird that your picture's in black and white. Like in Colorado. Which makes no sense to me because, like, you have your eye color and your hair color listed on your ID, and then they give you a black and white picture.
Yeah, I didn't
Like,
even think about that part of it.
it doesn't make sense. I mean,
Don't
it's great for certain things, you know, it's like feeling a little
know.
extra. I'm a little ruddy today. I need to, a little black and white's nice now and then,
Yeah.
but. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to know that you finally know who you are.
Well, legally I know my name. Who I am, not always sure.
Ah, well, that is the purpose of what we do here, is it not? Let's dig into who we really are. But anyways, segue. So now we got that out of the way. We're going to move on to today's topic, which is our further exploration of the human design gates through the year. So, this episode, we are going to be exploring the gates that the sun will be transiting through during the month of February 2024. Okay, so we're going to be starting actual February 1st, very first day of February. We're going to be finishing up gate 19. It'll be in the last couple gates, or excuse me, couple line days of gate 19, gate of sensitivity. It's where we ended in the last episode. And as we move into the next gate on February 3rd, we are finally entering the new quarter in the human design year of quarter of initiation, which is such a fun word to say.
Initiation.
I've been realizing when I speak sometimes I don't open my mouth enough to speak. I kind of
Well, I feel
close
like initiation is a word you can't say without sounding like you're drunk. It's initiation.
Initiated. Is true. Is kind of a slurry word,
Is a
isn't
slurry word.
it? Which is contrary to like what it means. It's like getting into action,
Know.
initiating is like initiated. So yeah, so we're going to we've moved out of the quarter of mutation and to initiation. And so do you remember, as we talked about the quarters, what the quarter of initiation is about? What are the themes in initiation?
Well, the word initiation means to start things. So I remember it's about like kind of your ideas, like kind of bringing them in, seeing what you want to work on, and I think how you want to go about it and stuff like that. I think.
Correct. Yeah, the official human design language is purpose fulfilled through the mind or through mind. And so, yes, it is initiating, but it's not action in a way. So, it doesn't mean there's never any action here. It just means like a lot of these themes, and if you are looking at it from if you were born during this quarter, you know, your purpose is going to be fulfilled through the mind, meaning you're probably more of a thought-oriented, laying the ground with work through thought. It is someone who is inquisitive, always, you know, kind of going more inward than bringing it outward. This is a quarter of, like you said, kind of planting the seeds, you know, figuring out what it is. If we're talking about the creative process throughout the year, of figuring out your intentions, your possibilities, what it is you are thinking about bringing out into the world and how you're going to do that. But, you know, also, like I said, it's going to be kind of more of a, someone who is born in this quarter. You know, they're not necessarily going to be fulfilled by just building things. You know, it's like they're always going to be kind of engaged in the mind and thought and bringing those thoughts out into the world more than just building structures or building relationships. It's about the mind. So feel like I was running out
Seems
of air there while I was talking. I was
I
listening
do
to
that
my
all the
voice as I
time.
was talking. I'm like, where is your air?
I have a tendency to do that all the time.
I don't hear it. Okay, so we're going to start on February 3rd, as I said, the first gate in the quarter of initiation, which is going to be gate 13, which is the gate of the listener and also referred to as the narrative. And first question I know you're going to ask me is, where's it at?
Oh,
It's in the
was
G
it?
center.
I was gonna say, I think I sounds like a cool gate to start the quarter on.
It is a cool gate to start the quarter on. So, as it says, the listener, as such, really is about listening. It's in the channel 1333. So, 33 is in the throat, 13 is in the G center of the prodigal. And that's about experience and what has been learned. You know, if you think about the prodigal son in the Bible, was about, you know, the son that went off and did his own thing and was welcomed back in after, you know, he thought he didn't want to do the family thing, you know, but he comes back and he's welcomed back. The prodigal being, it is someone who has gone and experienced life, had some sort of experience, and then comes back to share that wisdom, that knowledge. And so the gate of the listener in the G center is the gate that helps form the narrative, as it says in quantum human design. So it's really about taking the experience, either your own or others, and creating meaning out of it. Like, what, now that you've had the experience and it could mean this, but what do you want it to mean? Does that make sense? It's like
Yeah, what
change.
does it
And this
mean to
is,
you?
yeah, and this is a really important gate as far as I'm concerned, because so often we're stuck in our stories of what we think happened and the meaning that we give to things. But this gate shows us that no, you're in control to have it mean whatever you want it to mean. And it's a vital role that this gate plays in kind of bridging this gap between the past and the future. Because yes, it's taking the information from the past, but it's creating a new future. You can either create the same future if you want to, if you want to keep the same narrative, if you want to keep the same victim story, or you know, how you were affected or wrong, or your part of it, or maybe you're blaming yourself, or you know, all these things that you kind of do on autopilot, like most of the population does on autopilot. It's just, that's just the way it is. It's never going to change. But this gate says, no, it can
You
change.
can change it.
A lot of change through this gate comes through, honestly, I think, through forgiveness work of, because I mean, that's how you change a narrative in your own life, is you examine it. And then, in order, I think, to move into something new, you have to, I guess, come to terms or forgive whatever is there that you feel is unwanted or wrong, or you know what I'm trying to
Yeah,
say there?
because I mean, like, if it's something that's negative that you just keep holding on to and holding on to it, like that creates just more negativity. But if you choose to work through it and work past it and let go of it, then it can kind of like literally lighten you up.
And I, excuse me, I don't have this gate, but I really resonate with the energy of this gate because it's like a reframe, you know, it's, and it shows us that we have the power to do that. And, you know, it's in the G center, so it's like about direction and love, you know, pointing the direction. It's also one of the gates in the cross of the Sphinx, which is one of these, there's these two incarnation crosses that are, you know, in the G center. All the gates are in the G center. One's the vessel of love, and one is the cross of the Sphinx. And the cross of the Sphinx is about direction. You know, it is that function of it's about leadership. It's about leading in that direction. And then vessel of love is about, you know, the self and interaction and love and all this other stuff. But there I go, running out of air again. Sorry. Where was I going with that? 13.
What about you resonate?
The reframe. Yeah, the reframe. And so it's something that reframing of experience is something that I feel like I'm always trying to do with myself or with others, because somebody will tell me, you know, something that happened to them and, you know, isn't it awful? And I'm always go to, yes, of course, you know, that's terrible, but can we look at it a different way? You know, because one of the things that I picked up a long time ago is one of the mantras that I have for myself, especially when I'm feeling like stressed out about what's happening, is I don't know what ought to be. You know, I don't know what any of this is for. You know, it's like there's something going on here. And if you can clear your mind of what you think it is, you know, then you're open to the possibility of what it could be there to show you, right? Reframing the narrative. So, as such, if you are somebody who does have this gate, you probably find out that people are drawn to you to tell you their experiences, to tell you what happened to them. They like, you're somebody who's like standing in the grocery store and people just start telling you their life stories.
You're
You know, they
like,
get there
I'm really
fast.
just trying to get some beans.
Some beans. Because your energy carries this vibration of feeling like you are someone who can be trusted with secrets, like you are the listener, as the gate is called. And so if we think about where this is placed in the quarter of initiation, it's starting, it's like, okay, we just got out of mutation. We kind of did that wrap up, like what's, you know, gonna be moving forward. What story are we gonna tell? What did we learn, and how are we gonna move forward?
Yeah.
Right? Pretty
I like
good.
I have this picture of this person holding like one of those big old-timey books, writing with a quill. I don't know why.
It's a good one. I like it. I think that's so good because it is. That's
Because
what that
it
energy is
feels like
about.
it's collecting stories.
It is. It's the collected that channel, that the full channel there is, the abstract process, the sensing circuit, learning from the past, and where do we go from here? So that's gate 33. So,
I thought it was 13.
oh, sorry, that is gate 13. I don't know how many times you correct me as I just don't pay attention to the details and just whatever comes out of my mouth. Okay, so next on February 8th is
Big
the
day for our family.
big day for our family. And it moves into the sun transits into gate 49. So there's quite a few
Think
people.
I'm pretty sure I know what this gate is.
What is it?
Well, okay, I don't know if I know what the gate specifically is, but is this the Genius to Freak channel?
No,
Oh,
it
shoot.
is not. It
Is
is
that a, is
not.
there a four involved in that one?
Yes,
Okay.
43.
I am
And
not.
there are elements of that for sure. No, gate 49. So there is still that theme in our family, the 4323, for sure. And there are elements of it here because it's 3 months prior. So, like, okay, my mother, your grandmother, was born on February 8th. Hunter, we just talked about the reluctant driver. He's a very good driver now. February 8th, Lakeland, February 8th, your Uncle Steve, my brother-in-law, February 8th. And I always feel like there's one more, but
No, I
that's
think
all
it's
I can
just the
think of.
four.
Yeah. So gate 49 is the gate. It's called Revolution. It's called Principles. And quantum human design is called the Catalyst. And so this gate is in the solar plexus, and it connects to the gate 19, that channel there, which 19 we was at the end of January, which is that sensitivity.
And
Gate
that's in the
49,
root.
gate 49 being the catalyst. That was this channel we were talking about, the black and white. This is where, like, also 49 is where, divorce, marriage, all
Strong
these
bonds.
contracts, that kind of thing, live, because this gate is about, it is about the bonding, like who to bond with. There's a lot of, when it talks about principles, there is a lot of this energy of shared principles, let's say. And so, first of all, if you're someone who has this gate, like you're someone who really has a need, let's say, to be obeyed. Like they really come from this place of, this is how I, these are my principles, this is what's important to me. And if you want to be with me, you want to be on board with me, like we have to agree on the same things. We have to make sure that these principles that I hold, these values I hold, are also ones that you hold as well. And so there's that element to it, but then there's also, if you know, it's in the emotional solar plexus. And so that means there is this influence of the tribal wave there. It's a tribal gate. I should have said that. Sorry. It's got its tribal circuitry. And what that part of that there, part of these principles revolve around care and nurture in a certain regard of the tribe, of the family. Because essentially, this gate believes, or has the energy, I should say, of knowing that if people are fed and taken care of, there is no need for upheaval, revolution. This is where the revolution part comes from. It's funny because they say there's a lot of energy here, 'cause since it is tribal, it's going to be very much like in this, material world type of thing. There is a lot about, like, actual food and feeding. Like making sure mouths are full, bellies are full, people are sustained, right? There's weird focus on like food distribution and things like that. And so
That
the
is weird for
revolution.
like, because being in the solar plexus, like if you told me that was in the Will Center, I'd be like, okay, yeah, that makes a ton of sense. This one a little bit less.
Well, it's really a sense of, and I think this becomes an important gate too as we move into the new paradigm because, and I feel like you feel it now, this whole, there's a lot of themes around social change and, like I said, holding on to those principles of what's good for everybody, what's good for the tribe and the community. Because if what's happening around you is not supporting that, that's where this urge for like, hey, the contract here is being broken. The promise of everyone being cared for is not being fulfilled. And we agreed that that's what was going to happen here, and it's not happening, so shit needs to change. And so these are people that,
Wow, are we in that?
yeah, these are revolutionary thinkers. These are people that, which I think is really interesting that this theme of revolution being tied to that, like you said, because I mean, where do most revolutions come from? What are they revolting against?
A lot of times they're starving.
Literally.
Literally.
Yeah, you
They're,
get
yeah.
enough tired, hungry, desperate people who feel that they are not being cared for, leads to revolution, leads to people
Hello,
saying,
the
enough is
current
enough.
US.
Enough is enough. Well, that's what, I don't know who it was said, but it's quoted a lot by Marianne Williamson is that, large numbers of desperate people, that's how people get radicalized, is they are unseen, unheard, uncared for. And so the energy here is like, no, we've got to
It's
have a social
enough.
contract that says that we're, the common goal here is to keep people provided for and happy. And so that's also, when they talk about the marriage and divorce, the black and the white, because, and that's, this is that, we always talk about that black and white thinking here. It's very much in people I know. It's like, you cross me, you do not fulfill your part of the bargain. We're done. We are done. And so if we think about it in the context here, in initiation, we're like, okay, what's the narrative? What are we trying to, what story do we want? Okay, so also, what is important to the tribe and the care and the, those types of themes around that. And here in the United States, let's just, I'm always going to talk about it, I guess. As we move from the January 23rd is one of the first primaries here in the country, in the Democratic Party. Also around the third, when we were talking about the narrative, there's one here. And so things are in our political landscape in our country, which was built out of a revolution.
Hello.
We're revisiting these themes again as we think about who do we want to lead us forward? What are their values? And are their values aligned with taking care of the
Yeah,
tribe?
I think a lot of people are fed up with these social contracts being broken.
Yeah, I am.
A fucking shit show.
am. I'll tell you, I'm right there with you. And so that's a lot of that energy there. So then what, when we move on in I think this is a fun gate. It still is in these themes of initiation, but it is also interesting that it is on February 14th, which is a made-up holiday, I guess, February 14th,
Yeah, pretty
Valentine's
much.
Day. But the sun moves into gate 30,
Okay.
which is also in the solar plexus,
Okay.
which is clinging fire. But it's called desire. It's a gate of passion. It's what I always refer to as the gate of passion, desire.
How great timing by the card companies.
I
Pretty sure that's who
do
created
they know
Valentine's
about
Day.
human design? I didn't think so. So gate 30 there being in solar plexus, the energy stream there starts in gate 41 in the root and connects to 30. And 41 is like having that vision of like, what do I want to experience? What do I want to feel? What do I want to have happen? What's the possibility? And gate 30 is that creative fire, that like something creating an emotional experience, what do you want to feel like? What are you passionate about? What is it you want to desire? They also call it the gate of fates, in the sense that fate teaches us that life is not always what we expect it to be, it's what we allow it to be. And so the lesson here is the creative energy, because it is in the solar plexus, is about feeling. It's about being passionate about something. But it's also about knowing that this desire, this like un this hunger for something, it's fleeting, it's temporary, it's going to go up, it's going to go down. It's an emotional wave, it's susceptible to that. These gates we've been talking about are susceptible to that emotional wave, they're affected by it. And there is going to be this burning passion, this desire, but to understand that it's also fleeting. It is, you're not always going to be able to keep that
It's
intensity
momentary.
up. Yeah, it's more about the experience. It's like, oh, I really want this, but don't getting too attached to always having that high of always having that passion, but to be like, feeling the passion to get the energy moving, but then just allowing the experience to happen. So really optimally, the energy here in this gate is about being able to vision and to sustain and to like have the intention, this vision, this dream of what you want, of what to have happen. And to inspire others with that power, that passion. Anybody that has gate 30, they always talk about gate 30 in the chart kind of like amplifies everything in the chart because it's that energy of passion and desire, but also, and it's an inspiring passion, but also because there's an up and a down to it, to not burn out, to like to not always stay in that like high intensity kind
Sounds
of energy.
exhausting. Sounds so exhausting.
Right. Because really, if you're only led by your desires and your passion, I mean, we all talk about that. Like, what do you want? Yeah, that's true. But it's kind of like if you're always trying to maintain that high level of passion, it's going to lead to burnout. It's just not sustainable. It's like
Yeah, it's not supposed to
there,
be.
yeah, it's not because it's in the emotional solar plexus. It's going to ebb and flow. And so it's, yes, it can be inspiring, but it's also like knowing that it doesn't always have to feel that intense for it to still
Because
happen.
I feel like if you're always in that like super high passion, or if you're always in that, like it would lose its sparkle. Like it would lose its shine. It'd
Yeah.
just kind of be the normal, and you're like, well, this kind of sucks.
Or you just are always pursuing things that just in the moment are like, oh, they say, oh, it's a hell yes, it's all shiny, it's all the like, ah.
Shiny
But
object syndrome.
yeah, but the lesson here is really to be able to sustain that vision without burning out, without trying to stay, like I said, just said it, that high intensity. And to know what it is to really what it's worth keeping going to be passionate about, but also I think to see where it goes. Like I said, if you're not just chasing that feeling of high intensity and you just keep following where it goes, you find that you're going to probably learn more about it as you let it kind of ebb and flow because you're going in for the experience and not just for the high, I guess, in a way. So, anyways, and also to remember, since it is the solar plexus, it's not going to be immediate. This is something that is designed to play out over time because there is that emotional wave there playing out over time. So, anyways, yeah. But people certainly feel that energy of passion that time of year, don't they? They're like, oh, suddenly I am having to show how much I really love you. I don't like Valentine's Day. I don't like it.
No, it seems like a lot for nothing.
It is a lot for nothing. And having been in the flower industry there for several years and see
Oy.
what happens around Valentine's Day, it is kind of an
Oh.
encapsulation of like the downside of this gate. It's like, what were you gonna
I just
say?
remember El Toxico.
El Toxico? Oh, what was
Remember
that?
the guy, so the guy ordered a dozen roses or something, like he wanted it delivered in 20 minutes to that pancake house because her shift was gonna be over. And he's like, I'm sorry for the argument or something. Love El Toxico.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, you get a lot of
Sir, ma'am, are you okay?
yeah. But you see, we would joke about, oh yeah, there's the guy that's like waits till one time a year to show someone, oh, I need to give you 3 dozen roses. And it's just like your husband, your father and I would always be like, yeah, I mean, I think that goes against our individual nature. If everybody else is doing it, we're like, nope. I
Absolutely not.
don't need to do that. I don't need to tell you that. So, anyways, gate 30 there, passion. So, like I said, you've got do you have the vision? Are you passionate about, do you want to bring it into creation? Are you willing to see it through? Are you willing to let it just unfold? You're passionate about it, but let's see what happens. Is it worth fighting for? That kind of thing. Okay, so let's move on. Any other questions about that
I don't think so.
one? So the next one on the 19th, which is your father's birthday, we move into gate 55, another solar plexus gate. And as you'll see, even though we started in the G center with the story, the narrative, the direction, everything else here is in the solar plexus,
Yeah, I
which is
just noticed
interesting.
that.
That initiating is through feeling, even though it's a purpose fulfilled through mind, it's just interesting.
Yeah.
How
So
do you
how does
feel
that
about
work out?
it? I don't have all the
It's
answers
about the
just yet.
mind, but it's about feeling. Are you feeling the mind?
So, gate 55 is the gate of abundance, spirit, and faith. And so, as I said, it's in the solar plexus. It connects to the gate 39 in the root, and that channels the channel of emoting. It's individual circuitry. And it is a lot of moodiness, feeling. And one thing that you can always associate with this gate is this idea that any given day in your life, your mood, your outlook can shift from the glass is half empty or the glass is half full. It is a perspective on how are you feeling in the moment, because the wave here, this emotional wave, the individual wave here is very moody. There's a lot of that melancholy attached to this
Is
gate
this the
because
ER one?
3955, I think, is kind of like, I'm not feeling it. If you're not feeling it, don't do it. And so, because this gate teaches that your moods and how you are feeling in the moment is important to pay attention to and to not force it and to honor your mood and where it's at. Because they say, in this individual emotional wave in particular, the lows of the wave, the melancholy is the more introspective, creative part of the wave. It's, not being all like, hey, and excited
Yeah,
and
I mean, that
blah,
makes
blah, blah.
sense. When you're a little more melancholy, you probably do turn more inward.
Yeah. And it's important that, they call it the gate of faith because it's important to honor the moods and trust that spirit will provide for you what you need when you need it. That's the abundance and the faith and that understanding and working with how you are feeling and not trying to force things. There is a lot of that trust and faith there in that gate because you also understand that your abundance in life isn't going to come from your output and what it is, how much you can force and push things in life. It comes from how much you can have faith and trust that you are supported, and that the real way to create this abundance in your life is to honor your moods and how you are feeling. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And an example is just yesterday, your dad came, you know, your dad, he's a manifesting generator. He always wants to like, feels like he should be doing lots of things. He needs
not to sit still.
Yeah. And he's not hyperactive. He's just always doing something. And he came in, it was about midday. He had been outside as he normally is. He's out in his domain out there in his yard of projects. And we were discussing what to do about lunch. And he's like, I just have no energy today. I'm just like, I don't know. I just normally do. And I just don't. I just don't feel like doing anything. And which I know he's not just going to sit on the couch and not do anything. And I was like, so what do you mean? He's like, I don't know. He's just, I got a lot of stuff I should be doing out there. My yard is a mess and I got to do these, but I'm just walking around going, oh, I just don't feel like doing it. And I said, well, don't do it. And he just kind of, I said, how about instead, why don't you try doing something more creative today? And because that was what came up in my head. He's like, oh, he could be in this low right now. He's in a low. So this is not a time to force yourself to output or do the things you think you should be doing. You should honor how you're feeling. And I'm feeling right now. I was like, so what would feel good? And I know for him, it wouldn't feel good to just do nothing, you know, because then he feels bad about that. So he's like, so I wasn't sure if he heard me. But then later on, I see him walking through that, like just 10, 15 minutes later, he's walking through a house with this piece of like scrap foam board. And he's like, I'm gonna make my prototype for my can crusher. This is your father. He told me the other day he was gonna build a can crusher, but then he decided he could just buy one. But then he hadn't done it.
An idea for a better one.
Yeah. So then yesterday when he's like, when I gave him permission to like, why don't you just do something creative? He's like, he decided, I think I'm just going to try and build one. And so I went outside. We did go get some lunch. We brought him back some lunch and I went out to his shed to see what he was doing. And he had this prototype built out of foam board. I mean, like it had arms and, you know, like it looked like an erector set. Put together, but all out of foam board. And I always sit back and I always like, when he does things like that, I'm like the genius in this. It's like,
and he's just like, what would I be able to do out in Colorado?
Anything. I mean, something like, I'm just thinking of sheer like measurements. You know, I can't do that shit. I'm like, I would never do this. I would never make something like this. I would have just bought the can crusher. Then he came in last night and he's like, well, you didn't come see my finished product. So I thought I'd bring it in. I was like, well, I didn't know you had a finished product of the prototype. So not only did he build, I mean, it's this big thing. It's got several, it's two-sided. It's got gears, moves, not gears, but levers. He had hooked a motor up to it. To this foam board prototype and was showing me how it would work. He brought in a car battery to hook it up so he could show me.
I can see it right on the kitchen table.
Yeah, well, it was the counter and the stool there, but he's like, see, and then this moves, like, and this does this. And he had so much more, like, he had a good day, you know, because he just did something creative that wasn't like necessarily
something, you know, he maybe wanted to do instead of had to do.
Yeah. And it just was a better use of his energy that day. And he had a better day instead of sitting around, you know, better. But anyway, so that was a long story. So that's that. Energy there of honoring your moods and also as you progress, if you have this gate, but really all of us would be feeling the energy of this gate, what it's trying to teach us is that holding this emotional frequency of energy for a vision of creation. So it's like So say you have this, new idea, this what you want to do, how you want to bring it about, what does it support, feeling that excitement about it, but then can you sustain it by honoring your moods and where you are and understanding that, because the emotional wave, there is up and downs, but there is this, as you honor that emotional wave now and understand that this too shall pass. Sometimes the cup is half empty, sometimes it's half full. You eventually raise your baseline energy, to where you're kind of shortening the sine wave there. You know that, did I already just say this too shall pass?
Yes, you did.
Like, I did.
You
Okay. I
did
thought
just
I
say that,
said
yeah.
it. Of understanding that, it's just a mechanic. It's going to be there. And, is this something that you can, kind of raise your baseline energy of understanding that you will be supported even in the moments where it feels like it's not there, that it's really there, and having that faith and belief that you can.
It's like you let yourself move through the wave instead of getting stuck in it.
Yeah, and learning that faith, that trust, that you're supported no matter what, and just hang on to that
I
faith.
have a different question that's not entirely related, but just by word. So you called this one the spirit, and I have one that is similar to. The name is similar, but it's not this one.
No, that's, you're probably thinking of gate 25 in the G
Is that a
center.
in a G?
It's like the love of spirit, and it's kind of like a higher,
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
yeah, of like knowing that
It's like the
the
connection to.
connection to source, yeah, of your own personal love and direction being guided by something, a higher principle kind of thing. Yeah.
That's what I
Okay.
was thinking of.
All right. So the last gate in February, on February 25th, which I, as I was looking at my ephemeris and it was telling me the gates for February, is when
What a
I
fun word.
realized, yeah, ephemeris, that according to this, 2024 is a leap year. We
Yes,
do have
I
a
do
February
believe that.
29th. Yes. Which I feel like I haven't. What's a leap year? How many years? 4 years?
Yes.
Is it 4 years? 2 years? 4 years? 4 years. Every 4 years. Yes. It's every 4 years. I feel, because that would have been 2020. So no wonder I feel like I haven't had a leap year, because 2020 just felt like Groundhog Day all over. Just like same thing over and over again. Yeah. So, anyways,
It's 4 years.
yeah. Don't you love how when you things like that, like something, but then when you go to say it out loud, you're like, is that true? Do I know that?
I have that happen most frequently when I'll use a word or a phrase and Presley doesn't know what it means. Like I had to explain to him one time, Godspeed. Said that to him, and he's like, I don't know what that means. I was like, okay, you have lived under a rock.
Surprised he didn't know that. He didn't read a lot of English literature. Godspeed.
That was not for him.
No. Well, it happens to me when I know who someone is and I know their name. And then when I go to introduce them to someone, I'm like, oh
You're
shit, is
like,
that their name? Or you have to address them directly. You're like, or I'll go to ask somebody about their husband. Or somebody, and I know their husband's name. And then as soon as I start to speak it out loud, I'm like, oh, is that their husband's
you'll
name?
say, and you're like, they just look at you and you're like, shit.
And I'm always like, oh God, I could get it wrong. Anyways,
Yeah.
so leap year. Sorry. God dang it. All right. So
This is why
this
people
gate,
like to listen to us.
is it?
Yes.
We make them feel
We
smarter.
show them that we are just like them.
There's a place for everyone. Okay, gate 37. We move into gate 37, another solar plexus gate, another
Funny.
tribal energy
What did you
gate.
say, the 25th of February?
And this is the gate of the family, the gate of friendship, and quantum, she calls it the gate of peace. And so gate 37 is the most communal gate in the body graph. This, the energy
I have a
here,
question.
sure.
What is it reaching towards?
Oh, the Will Center, gate 40 in the Will Center connects, and that creates a channel of community. See, just now, I said, I know it's channel community. And then as
You're like,
I
wait, is
say it out
it?
loud, I'm like, well, in my head, it's always community is the channel of community. Like, this is my daily process in life is checking and rechecking because my gate one or my mind one is like, hey, you need to have that right. Yep, channel community. There
There it is.
it is. Very tribal gate. That it is very much the creating community. It is that gate of friendship. This is the energy of being able to make these emotional connections with others, especially there's this very friendly, like someone is a person that would like embrace you or give you a hug, someone that is
Like,
friendly and
could it
opening and
be
inviting, shakes your hand,
maybe
wants to
like
touch you.
the kind of person that you talk to and you feel like you've known them for years?
Yeah, there's someone who has the energy of holding together the family, the community. They're very warm, friendly. These are the people that help, foster those relationships. And, it says that there is this element of touch here in the sense that these people have a sensitivity to kind of like allows them to sense who is open to them. It is that continuation of that 1949, that energy in the tribal circuitry, the 3740 of, are these are my people. We hold the same values. We're going to create this bond, knowing who it is that is your community and then being able to help hold that together. This is the person that would be like the head of the welcoming committee, of the organization or whatever, this is the person that makes everyone feel very welcome. As such, there are people that are really seeking community and wanting to have these spaces where everyone feels welcome and cared for. So, we were talking about in Gate 49 about the principles, right? The agreed upon principles. Are we on the same page? You need to be on my page in order to be a part of my community. And there is this continuation here, and it is okay, we've agreed that we're on the same page. We have the same ideals. We want to make sure that everybody is cared for, fed, taken care of, all that stuff. This is what's important to our tribe. So welcome in to my tribe. Gate 37 says, come on in, welcome. We've agreed upon the bargain. And so now you are part of the tribe. And Gate 37 also continuing on to that, like, idea of community. It's funny because the tribe and the community, a lot of it revolves around food and people being fed, but
I
that's
mean,
a pretty basic need
a lot of my life
amongst.
revolves around
Yeah.
food.
I mean, when you think about family, that's usually what we think about, right? Of like food and dinners and sharing. And, that was the communal thing around the fire, our survival, everything was about food. And then in the tribe, back in those, tribal days, it was, brought back to the tribe. Everybody ate together. There was this community feeling there. And so this is carried on in this gate. The gate 37 is the gate of the mouth. So there is a lot of emphasis around planning and gathering, preparing, the food and the family. Like we just said, there's a big element there of coming together. And so it talks about in that channel between the 37 and the 40 in the will center being more material focused is going to be the kind of in a way, the one that has the resources goes out and gets the resources and brings it to the tribe. And then 37 is the, like the distributor. It makes sure that everybody has enough.
Everyone gets some.
There is this relationship there between those two gates too, of also like this back and forth of like, I'll provide for you, will you provide for me? And that's very much a tribal tribal element there as well. So in quantum human design, she calls it the gate of peace, which has a different kind of layer to it here if you step back and look at the broader approach here of the emotional solar plexus. So we know that it is an emotional wave affective gate. It's in the tribal circuitry. It has a wave. And there is this, because there are ups and downs, there is, when she talks about peace, it's about understanding that there's going to be ups and downs in life, and there's going to be the tendency to want to kind of ride that wave. But to understand that really the key to finding stability and peace in your life is through an inner peace, because that other gate 40 that it's attached to, the gate 40 is the gate of aloneness. And the themes in that gate are, there are times where you have to honor this need to retreat. And because it's a will center gate 40, you know, there is that element of your tank being empty or, you know, full. I did the backwards. So in this in this channel, there is this element, like I said, of this give and take. Will you take care of me? I'll take care of you. And so understanding that the peace that you find within yourself is not reliant on what is happening outside the world. It's reliant on what's happening inside of you, and standing firm in that, and not trying to find peace outside of yourself.
It's
Like I
like, it's
said,
kind of
she takes
like,
it a different layer here
yeah,
in quantum human design,
it's like
which she does with
almost
a lot of gates.
more like peace of mind.
Yeah.
You're just kind of at peace.
Yeah, to not let all the chaos out there like knock you off your game, to
That's a tough one.
disturb your peace. So since it's a solar plexus gate, there's going to be that element of emotional alignment, which I don't think always gets addressed in traditional, but she definitely addresses it here, that you have to find that emotional alignment and make these peaceful choices no matter what's happening in the outer world. Also, apropos right now, you can't change what's happening outside of you, just inside of you. So that's one of those gates where, between traditional and human design and quantum human design, there is, you know, they kind of feel like different explanations, but if you sit with it long enough, you kind of, you know, looking at the totality, kind of get a better understanding of how that is. But in general, for our purposes here, you know, how are we going to take care of our tribe? Is what we are planning, what we're creating, what we're doing, is it in congruence with what we want for our community, our tribe? Is it going to be enriching? Is it going to help? Is it going to provide for, you know, in that way? That's how I see it, at least. So there's that. What do you think?
Makes
Yeah.
sense.
A woman of few words. Sometimes, if that didn't get too discombobulated. So basically, yeah, you can see February is a lot of beginning introspective time of what are your intentions, you know, what are you passionate about, what are you willing to kind of pursue, see. And like I said, except for it being that first gate in the G center, all these gates that are receiving energy from basically the pulse of life there in the root center, the adrenalized energy, everything that we talked about are all those energies coming off the root center and moving up towards the throat center eventually, because all roads lead to the throat. So really getting more clear on your intention and how you're feeling about what it is that you want to bring forth in the world. So
Yeah.
there you go. February.
There it is.
Small month, a lot of big energy.
And this year it has an extra day.
Yep,
So I
for
guess that
sure.
just shifts every, like, obviously the sun's going to keep moving into a new gate, so it's going to
Yeah.
shift. So when does this last gate
It's
go through?
actually, yeah, the last day is on the 29th, because we'll start another month, March. We'll start in a new gate.
The
Next month. Yeah. Haley's the best month where
best
all good things come about.
month.
Interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, it does start off in your sun gate, 63. Okay, so we'll wrap that up and we're gonna move on to, you know what?
The incarnation cross of the week.
I wonder if it only like amuses us. I don't know. Let us
No,
know. Do you find that amusing?
I think our people find it funny. People that listen to this podcast are people.
Our people.
That's the main reason they're here.
Which let me say real quick, because we talked about this before we got on, and it feels apropos to mention it now after all that we just went through
Yes.
with initiation, that we have been, and you talked about our people. We are talking about creating a space for our people, our community. So stay tuned for that of upcoming announcements around, a place where we can actually congregate. So it's not just us speaking to you, but you can speak to us and also each other, because that's what we're all here for, right? That's what community is about, all learning from each other. So stay tuned to that. Still formulating. It won't be long, though. All right, Incarnation Cross of the Week. This week
Yes.
is the right angle cross of service four.
Okay. Right angle cross service four.
So,
So that means it's a line 1, 2, 4, 3, or a 4, 1,
4-6 profile.
4, 6. And it's the four, because it's only the right angle crosses that can have this differentiation. The four on this instance means it is in the fourth quarter, which is the quarter of mutation.
Man, you are bringing it. Oh, I think I should give you like 3 gold stars for that
Yes.
one. That was great. That was
And that's
succinct.
after not doing this for
I
several weeks.
know. I know. Good job. Right. Okay. So the right angle cross of service four. Yes. It is on the personality side, on the right side of the chart. The sun is in gate 58, gate of joy. Earth is gate 52, which is stillness.
Stillness.
And then on
Okay.
the design side, the unconscious side, the sun is in gate 18, correction. And the earth is in gate 17, opinions.
So we have joy, stillness, correction, and opinions.
Yeah.
See how
So,
this goes.
yeah. Okay. So if you were born under the right angle cross of service four, you are here with the purpose to scrutinize and understand patterns deeply, discerning their correctness and rectifying them when needed. Your mission is to enhance life and the environment by liberating others from detrimental or ineffective patterns. You're here to delve into the significance of perspective, emphasizing its role in encouraging self-actualization. It's the ability to step back, perceive the bigger picture, and recognize the vital corrections necessary for joy and fulfillment as a central theme. Your journey involves discovering and pursuing pure expressions of joy, demonstrating its value, and perfecting ways to contribute joyfully to the world. Your ultimate teaching is appreciating the importance of joy in your life.
We all need that.
And it's an interesting service comes from joy
Oh,
of
yeah,
appreciating.
because if you ever get bad service, they ain't very joyful.
Well, yeah, it was interesting. Well, the 15 and the 18, that is that channel there, 58 joyful, reaching up to the 18, the correction. You have that channel, so you're familiar with that energy of creating from joy. And what do you want to master? Like, what is it that just really moves you that you're willing to repeat? Because it is in that logical circuitry, repetition patterns. That gate 17, that also is about recognizing patterns, and the 18 pattern, all this stuff. So, yeah, it's very, very interesting how that all shakes out. So, there you go, right angle cross of service four. So, anyhow. Guess we'll finally wrap this up.
Yeah.
And once again, thanks for listening to us. Hopefully, we have provided some insight and some value for you today, because we sure do enjoy coming on here and just, talking.
Yeah.
Hopefully, sharing with our community. And, anyways, we really appreciate you. And any final words, Haley?
I love you all.
Oh, that means a lot. Okay, well, love you too, and have a great rest of your day. We'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
You made it all the way to the end of today's episode, so you must have liked what you heard. If you did, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode, and perhaps leave us a good review. And if you know someone who wants to dig into all things human design with us, make sure you share the Human Design Hive podcast with them. We'd really appreciate it. Thanks for listening.